And now, the Goldbergs. Well, to hear Molly tell it, love is the great fulcrum of human life. It's what makes the wheels of life keep turning. But from the point of view of the rest of the family, last night was complete proof that there are powerful emotions, more violent and bitter than love, that can do plenty with the wheels of life. All night long, the phone rang. And on one side was the former Mrs. Way, and on the other side were the Goldbergs, waiting to see what Way would do. And Way, well, listen, as Jake, bleary-eyed and exhausted, asked for another cup of coffee.
Give me another cup of coffee, Molly, so I at least can keep one eye open today.
I didn't sleep either.
Who slept? Nobody slept.
Yes, dear.
You did. Cream? No cream, just flesh.
Why didn't Mr. Way answer the telephone?
I especially counted the call.
I did too. Mrs. Way kept calling every hour until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Only a woman's phone acts like that.
If I... All right, Rosalie, please. You have a full day in school. You don't have to be late. Please.
There's Mr. Way now.
He ran out evidently, Jake. He ran out evidently. Evidently went to the hotel to see his wife.
If he wouldn't answer the telephone, then why should he go to see her?
Your coat is hanging, Rosalie. I brushed it, put it on, and say turtle to you.
Ma, please, I can have an opinion.
Yourself keep it, please. Telephone. Rosalie, you're still standing?
I just want to say that I think...
Get my coat.
Hello? Hello? Yes? Just a minute, please.
Who is it?
It's me. Hold, please. You're still standing, Rosalie.
I just want to say, Ma, that when Mr. Way, the former cook, was here, he said that he was still working for Mr. Way.
One minute, please.
And where's my muffler?
Your muffler's standing there.
Where is it standing?
In your pocket.
Thank you.
Just 1 minute,
the cook
please.
The probably went home and told Mrs. Way that...
Are you coming, Rosalie?
Oh, all right, Pa. He must have talked,
Rosalie,
Ma.
Rosalie, please.
I just want to say that Mrs. Way must be jealous of Orianne. Now I say.
Are you coming, Rosalie?
Oh, I am, Pa. Just 1 minute, please. Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Goldberg speaking to Mrs. Way. Well, the question that you called so continuously last night, well, when you was on the phone, I explained to you explicitly that Mr. Way already expired for the night, and then you called, after all, you know, we are country people, and, well, and then, excuse me, then Mrs. Leland, then Mrs. Orient Leland came to the telephone, whatever, whichever your conversation was. It was evidently because it was very, after all, you never met a woman, and, yes, well, then, this morning, Orient. Well, then, we'll discuss it some other time. Bye. Morning, Florian.
Morning.
I don't think anybody had any sleep last night.
No, not very plentiful. Did not,
Sit, Florian, dear. I'll spill you.
Why can't I do this myself?
I'm not going to spill myself or anything else. Dear.
I counted the calls. She called about 10 times. I heard the clock strike 4.
Yes, I heard it also strike 4.
Gloria. Suzanne? I don't know what to do. Did Mr. Way leave?
He went out very early.
Cream? No, thank you. I know it's more or less my fault, too.
Why is it your fault?
Mr. Way is evidently under the impression that I said it before. It sounds so awfully silly. He thinks I like him very much. You know what I mean. Seriously. And it isn't true. It isn't a quarrel. We're just partners.
Oh.
We're business partners. And the fact that I don't want to marry Dr. Fraser doesn't mean that I do want to marry Mr. Way.
Well, then Orion, why didn't you tell him so?
I couldn't. After all, he feels the whole world is against him because of what he did. Because of his being in prison. I don't want him to feel that I'm afraid he's going to like me. I wish I could tell him without telling him. It's awkward.
Of course, it's awkward. Very awkward. Very awkward indeed.
Little sugar, dear. Little sugar.
think, Corianne, that maybe the only thing to do, only thing to do is just to show a little attention to that potato when Mr. Bay is threatened. So that Mr. Bay will see that your interest is not exclusively in him. After all, Mr. Bay is as much as a foolish man. And in that way you tell him, and you wouldn't tell him, and that way you wouldn't hurt him either. Oh, morning.
Good morning,
Mr. Wayne.
Good morning.
Some coffee, Mr. Wayne?
No, thank you.
Well, then you excuse me if I go about my chores. I've so much to do and so much to do and so much to do. Excuse me. And if you want more coffee, it's piping in the purple lady.
Thank you.
I suppose no one got much sleep last night.
Not too much.
I didn't know what to do, Oriane. I didn't want to speak to Mrs. Way when she called up. That's why she kept on calling till 4 o'clock this morning. I can't bring myself to be on ordinary speaking terms with her. I don't want to see her. I don't see why she wants to see me. We settled everything long ago, and there's nothing left to settle. It was stupid my not answering the phone, but it wouldn't have helped if I had. Oh.
Come in,
Dr. Cater.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Aren't you a little early?
Well, I have a special reason for being here. Excuse me.
Please don't go, Mr. Wayne. It can't be a secret, Dr. Cater.
May I have some coffee?
Oh, if you like.
I like it black.
So do I.
That's nice. You'll make me enjoy it more.
Well, I'm dying to hear the secret. What is it?
Of course, part of it is that I need an excuse to see you.
Why should you? The more we see of each other, the better I like it.
Huh?
I like your company, Dr. Cater. But don't tell me you don't realize that.
Well, I have my doubts. Excuse me, I've got a few things to do.
Dr. Cater and I enjoy your company too, Mr. Way. After all, you are my business partner, and Dr. Cater is my some kind of a partner. I'm not sure just what.
I've got a few things to do. Excuse me. Oh, Anne, I knew I had a wonderful idea. I know dreams tell us things we don't want to admit to ourselves. Do you mind if I sit closer? And last night, I dreamt that you and I were separated by a chasm. And there was no bridge between us. And there was a tree on your side. And suddenly a wind blew. You get it, Orion? Mr. Wade. And the tree fell across the chasm. And I crossed to your side. So I thought that...
Well, goodbye, Dr. Cater. I've got some business.
Well, just a minute.
I'm busy. Go see a dream interpreter.
What was all this talk about partners?
I was just making conversation. Goodbye. I'm sorry. It's Disney.
Oh.
Don't you think this is a bit melodramatic?
Don't you think I see the little dodge you just had executed?
What dodge?
Being very nice to me in order to make our friend Wade jealous.
That's ridiculous.
You mean I am? Last night in my dream, I dreamt I kissed you. It was very satisfactory, and so I'll just take a little payment for mine.
Please. I'm through.
For the time being. You kiss much better in dreams, you little hypocrite.
Molly's advice didn't work too well with Dr. Cater. And just how well it worked with Mr. Way, we shall have to see. But one thing is certain. Orianne isn't helping Way with his problem by playing with fire and Dr. Christopher Cater, Jr.